Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. Perek Bet Mishnah Bet continues the story from the last Mishnah, where we have the Ama Aretz walking home from the field, carrying a basket of figs, and he offers them to people to eat. So Mishnah Bet says, "Hayu Yoshim Basharu Bachanus." If these people to whom he's offering the figs, the recipients, are not sitting on the street, they're sitting actually in a store, in a storefront. They're sitting inside the store. Or they're sitting in the entry gate to somebody's home, to somebody's yard, really. So in that case, they're actually inside already, right? And he said, "Here, take yourself some figs." So ochlu paturin, just like we said in the previous Mishnah, they can eat, they can take some, and they can eat them achil saroi. Ubal hashar, ubal hachanus, chayavim. However, the person who is the owner of the property, right, the owner of the store, or the owner of the property whose gate we're sitting in, they are chayev. Why? Because we know that bringing produce home is koveya lemaestros, but it's only koveya for the person whose home it is. So if I'm sitting in somebody else's home, then my eating a fig in that home is not koveya lemaestros. It's not my home. It's not koveya. However, the person whose home it is koveya for him. Now Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And the reason Rabbi Yehuda disagrees is that in the time of the Mishnah, people were generally very, very private about their eating, except for in a formal meal. At a formal meal, you would sit down and there would be a whole process in the way you would eat your meal. But outside of that meal, people were very private in their eating and you wouldn't really eat in front of other people. And so if you have a shopkeeper, the shopkeeper would generally not feel comfortable eating in his store. And a person who is sitting around with his friends in the entryway to his yard would not generally feel comfortable eating in front of his friends as the homeowner. And so, therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the shop owner also does not have to give Trumas and Maestros yet. He can eat Achilas Aroi, because he too is not really home in the food sense, right? Because this is not inside his private home where he would be comfortable eating. This is outside, it's in his store, in his shop, and he's not comfortable doing that. And therefore, it's not considered kavua. Until he either turns around to eat privately so that people can't see him eat, or he moves to a more private area. So if he does turn around to eat privately or move to a more private area, so then that's koveya, because then he's eating in his home. And that's koveya even according to Rabbi Yehuda.